Hi, my name is Miles Carabello, and I am a senior here at Elon. I studied abroad in Florence, Italy, and I will be talking about an experience from the first time I studied abroad between my freshman and sophomore year. So I did a summer term, which is only a little month long. So the program's set in Florence, and it was an opera dance program at that time, so that was pretty fun. And so there's also a little jazz festival in Pompeii, which is where my story will be taking place. So everybody on the program went to Pompeii. We did a nice little tour of Pompeii, had a good time. It was hot. That summer we got like an article that was like, hell is coming to Italy. Like, so it was very, very hot there. One of my friends, like, it was just so hot. She had to like sit down because of her head, and it was just a bad time. But it was a great time overall. The ruins were very beautiful. We got to walk through them. It was amazing. So we were hot, we were sweaty. We sang a little bit in the ruins, which was really nice because that was actually illegal at the time because just Italy music, it was weird. But we did all that, we finished. We were trying to find some lunch. It was midday, we were hungry. So there are a few little stores by where we were staying. And so like we walked in and like they didn't really have any food that looked very good or whatever. So we were like, we walked out. And so in Florence, pretty much everybody speaks English, so it's nice, or it's easy to communicate with people there. Mm-hmm. But in Pompeii, that is not the case at all. Like, pretty much none of the locals speak English. So, like, they'll hit you with some Italian, and you're like, hey, what's up? So there's this local guy that was sitting outside of one of the little bars that we went into, and he, like, could tell that we were looking for food. And so he was like, you looking for lunch or whatever in Italian. And so we were like, see, yeah, we need food, using as much Italian as we know. And he was like trying to help us out with, he didn't really know any English. So he was just talking Italian to us. And so we were like, do you know where to go? Like, is there anywhere around here? And he was like, yeah, come with me. And he said that perfect English. And we were like, okay. Yeah. We were like, cool. Like, you know, that he knew he wanted to say that to us. And so he got up and started walking down the street. We were like, and he's like, come on, we'll get food. And so we like started walking around, and we did a big old loop. It was huge. We were walking with this man for a while. It was like me and two of my other friends. And so he was like getting to know us, asking us where we were from. He found out we were studying abroad in America, still very short Italian sentences because we didn't know a lot. And then so he was like telling some jokes or whatever, or like joking around in like a joking tone. We didn't really understand what he was saying half the time because fully Italian. And so he was like, yeah, like, we're just gonna go to our house. And then we were like, whoa, we kind of stopped, and we were like, where are you taking us? We were like, we don't want to go have lunch in your house, we just want to go have lunch. And he was like, spaghetti. And we were like, okay. And so we just, he was pretty old. He was, I would say, maybe like 50, maybe 45. He was like an older Italian man, some gray hair, you know. Yeah. So you could tell he knows the land, like, mm-hmm. He's been there for a while, all that good stuff. And so we were like walking, and he was like just selling some foods that this place has. And he was like, yeah, I'll make you some spaghetti. We were like, no, we want to go somewhere. And I think we ended up like talking him down from like, we don't want to go into your house. And he was like, sure. Okay, we'll go to this restaurant that I know, and it's like really good. And we were like, okay. And he was like, there's gnocchi, there's spaghetti. And we were like, cool. Sounds great. Sounds like some good lunch food.
Midday pasta.
Yeah. Where could you walk? Yeah, exactly. And he was like, I know the owners. It's a good time. We were like, cool. So we're walking. We probably were walking not too long, but like maybe 20 minutes. And like, that's a long time to walk to a close by restaurant that he said. Yeah. And so we were like, okay, we're getting kind of tired. And so we finally arrive at this place, closed. We're like, oh God, our lunch break is almost over. We have like 5 minutes left. This place is closed. This guy's confused now. He was so upset. And he was like, oh no, like I didn't know it was closed. Like, why is it closed? You could tell that he was like, he was sad. He wanted to help us out. So that was kind of sad. I felt bad for him. But then we were like, we're going to go find some food. And we left him. And so right next door, there was like some sandwich shop. And we went in there, and we were like, hey, can we get some food? And so we sat down. We ordered some stuff. I just got like a nice caprese sandwich, which is basil, tomato, and mozzarella, mm-hmm. on bread. Pretty, yeah, pretty easy thing. It was awful. The only thing that was like good was like the cheese. The tomatoes were like so hard and like crunchy. The bread was so hard. It was just not a good time. Some of my friends, I don't remember what they got, but they got some other types of sandwiches. None of it was good. So we just like picked apart the little bits that we liked of the sandwiches and like got some sort of sustenance on our body before we had to go back to the bus or whatever.
And you had to walk all that way back?
Yeah. Luckily, like the place that he took us, which was like, was out of the way. We could have easily gone the other way and it would have been like a 10-minute walk. But
yeah.
So luckily we kind of knew where we were. So that was good. But yeah, we ate our little sandwiches very sadly. We walked out. They were like overpriced too. And so we were like, ah, God. We walked out, got some granita, and just went back on the bus and had a good old time. Just going on with our lives.
What happened to the guy?
I don't know. He just walked we left him at the shop because we were like, we don't have time. We need to get food. Ciao. Aww. Have a good day.
That's sweet. He was trying.
Yeah, he was trying his best. So like that was very kind of him. But yeah.
At least we made it back to the bus.
Yeah, we made it back. We got something on our stomach. And yeah, we made it back on time.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's a good time.